Well, you'll never believe where I've been or where I still am. I've come straight from the Lido today, cycled as fast as I could to Ferris Lane, where Wendy lives, because she invited me to come along and do some marmalade with her. She got the ingredients of the Seville oranges, and I got the demerara sugar, because I kind of felt I wanted to do it with demerara sugar, which was not a first for Wendy, but she hadn't done it for a long time with brown sugar, brownish sugar. So let's just quickly recap on the whole process, because it was pretty amazing. So you prepared some oranges, 1 kilo of oranges yesterday. How did you do that?
I put them in a pressure cooker with a pint of water and cooked them at medium pressure for 10 minutes and reduced pressure and then left them overnight to cool.
Okay.
So when you arrived this morning, they were ready to be cut in half, the flesh scooped out and put into a sieve. We then chopped the peel into small pieces.
Mine were a bit chunkier than yours, but okay, it was supposed to be small.
Put them in the preserving pan, and I put the rest, the flesh into the sieve and pushed it through, so that it just left the sort of stringy bits and the pips, and I used the liquid from the cooking and another pint of water to help it go through the sieve.
Which was quite a laborious job.
It's the slowest process, but it's the fastest way of doing it. Mm-hmm. And then we heated the mixture, the marmalade, on the heat, medium heat, and then added 3 pounds of sugar.
Yes.
And brought it up to a boil.
Yes.
Dissolved it and brought it up to a boil.
Yes.
And then let it gently boil away until it reached the setting point, which we tested by putting some on a cold saucer and waiting to see if the skin had formed.
Yes.
Then once it had set, we then decanted the marmalade into sterilised jars that had been in the oven to sterilise.
And then
we put on top a little wax disc on top and sealed with the lids to form a vacuum and put a label on.
Exactly. But I tell you what, Wendy describes this in kind of a fast forward mode, because it was actually quite tricky to do. You've got to know how to do it. So these oranges were beautifully prepared. You cut through them like you cut through butter, and then you had to scoop them out and take really everything, scrape every bit of flesh out of the oranges, put them in that sieve, cut them very finely, the remainders of the peel, really, cut them really fine. But then the other interesting thing was, first of all, I have to describe this preserving pan, which is huge, diameter of about 30 centimeters, I would say. Which looks a picture that Wendy likes cooking with gas. Everything is gas powered, which is in a very even heat as well, which is nice. Bringing it up to a boil was quite tricky. It took longer than I thought it would. And then you have this little foam that forms, and you call it scum, which forms and then dissolves more and more. And most importantly, what I learned today is that sugar contains a lot of water, which I really didn't know. And so when you're boiling it, the water evaporates more and more and helps the marmalade to set and to form this consistency that we're after. And I really did enjoy her method of testing whether it has boiled long enough. So the scum was reduced more and more, more heat was evaporated. But also the way she tested the back of the wooden spoon to see if a skin forms on the back of a wooden spoon, which it gradually did. And then the ultimate test of putting a little bit of the marmalade onto a cold saucer and then see if a skin forms. That was very instructive. So there's not a set time that it has to boil. It's just testing it every now and again and to see what happens. But I will say that it was an amazing experience and I loved every minute of it. I couldn't keep my fingers out of the pot and test it, and it is delicious. I can't wait to let them set and cool down and put that on a slice of toast. Thank you very much, Wendy, and I'm sure a lot of people will also get a taste of it at the Lido Cafe on a piece of toast. Thank you, Wendy.